Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. One thing you can count on from the Sioux Falls Chamber Music Collective is that they're willing to push the boundaries. You can experience examples of their innovation today at noon Central. That's at the Old Courthouse Museum in Sioux Falls. This Sunday, tune in for a virtual two-hour concert. The performances are called Celebrating African American Composers and Culture. The Sioux Falls Music Chamber Collective consistently works with artists from a variety of backgrounds and ethnicity to help bring people together. Yichun Lin is the executive and artistic director. She visited with In the Moment producer Steve Zwemke on Wednesday to detail the events.
Yichun, thank you for joining us on In the Moment. It's always good to have you with us. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we want to talk about two big events in which the Sioux Falls Chamber Music Collective is participating this weekend, one on Sunday and one that actually gets underway in just a few minutes at the Old Courthouse Museum in downtown Sioux Falls. The summer series event is called Celebrating African American Composers and Culture with String Quartet. And as I understand, this is a live event. Anybody can attend, but it's also available for online viewing?
Yes. That's correct. It will be a live performance, so whoever want to be there, they can mask up and join us for the live event at the Old Courthouse Museum. And we provide the online option just for people who don't feel comfortable to join the us in live. So we will provide the link on our Facebook. It will basically be streamed from our Facebook page.
Okay.
So anybody can join. They don't have to have a Facebook account to join. They can just click the link.
Just go to Sioux Falls Chamber Music Collective on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So it's from noon to one, so it's actually starting in just a few minutes, and it's at the Old Courthouse Museum, which is at 200 West 6th Street in Sioux Falls. If you would, Yichun, tell me a little bit more about the program and the composers that you'll feature. It sounds like a really interesting music set.
Yes. So this idea came about when I was trying to think of a way to support the African-American community here with music. And I slowly discovered that there were so many amazing African-American composers people don't even know about. That's why I put together this program to showcase their work. And at the same time, I'll be talking about their life and also their music. And I think music is a great way for us to actually get to know each composer's life as an African-American.
Music is just a great way for people to connect in general, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I think music and art is the best way to bring people together. Yeah. Especially right now, it's so divided in our society. I feel hopefully through this project, we can bring people together and, you know, look at things from, you know, more like experiences from all those great artists in the past and through their struggles and through their creativity.
Tell me a little bit more about these composers. Are they both contemporary and from many years gone by?
Well, some of them are contemporary and some of them are already dead in the past. So there will be Scott Joplin, who was the king of ragtime. So we will be playing a few songs of his work, and those are easily recognizable. I'm sure a lot of people know. And there will be also some songs from Florence Price, who was the very first female classical composer who was recognized in this symphonic world as a female composer, especially as an African-American. It was really, I think it was really difficult for them to get recognized, especially their works and also their roles. But she was really talented. So I think, and her works are so beautiful. So that's why I think it's, you know, it'll be great for people to know about her. And there's another one. His name is William Grant Steele. His works are really amazing. And we will play some of his works at the show as well. And he was also one of the pioneers. People call him the Dean of African-American music or something in the classical world, that he was one of the pioneers who, you know, who took the leadership in, you know, the classical world. is an African American.
So not all the composers come from the classical world. You're kind of featuring people from different genres. Is that correct?
That's very correct. Well, so on the program at the Old Courthouse Museum, most composers are from classical background, okay. But there will be also a few that are not from classical era. And so this is the one I forgot to mention. There will be Rhiannon Giddens. Mm-hmm. Her work is at the purchaser's option, and we will probably talk about it later. And she is a Grammy-winning composer, musician, super creative, and she's still producing a lot of wonderful work to this day. And we can talk about that in a little bit. But for the jazz part of the program, we will include the jazz musicians on our Sunday fundraiser's performance. So for people who want to, you know, listen to more of the jazz genre, we will talk about those jazz musicians on Sunday specifically.
Sure. Now, Sunday's event is virtual from 1 to 3. We're going to talk more about that in just a little bit. But since you mentioned Rhiannon Giddens and At the Purchaser's Option, let's go ahead and play this piece. This features you on the violin, and we're going to save the most interesting part of this recording until after we listen to the song. But this is At the Purchaser's Option. Thank you. That's just wonderful, Yuchun Lin from the Sioux Falls Chamber Music Collective with us. And again, that was just wonderful. What do you want to tell us that's interesting about this recording? Because it's pretty cool.
Yes, this is one of my very favorite songs. And this recording was a little interesting. If people know this song, we know that this the original version of this song was not by a string quartet. It was by Rihanna playing on her instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to recall that. So later, I think, also transcribed by Rihanna to string quartet. And during pandemic, when it was pretty bad, the very beginning when the pandemic started, I had this urge to create something. And at the same time, I was kind of feeling chaotic inside as well, with all the worries and fear from people around me. I was trying to find some kind of peace through music. So I decided to record this piece on each voice just by myself and put them all together as a virtual string quartet myself. And I hope it worked. But to me, it was definitely a great time, playing with myself.
I loved it. It was a beautiful edit. It was very nice. And as I listened to that song, I can hear that song. I can hear it done on banjo. I can hear it done on piano. I can hear a cappella versions of it. I can hear it on guitar.
Yes.
And obviously you found your own way of interpreting that song, which was so nice.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so you mentioned banjo. That was the word I was missing. So Rihanna was playing banjo by herself when she originally recorded this song. And this song was actually very significant because there's actually a lyric to it. Her lyric was talking about this event that happened in 1898 in Wilmington, North Carolina, when the massacre happened. There's a white supremacist group who took over a lot of African American people's lives, and there was this big riot, and it was the start. It was the mark of the beginning of Jim Crow in North Carolina, and so she was talking about this experience through her lyric. Even though the whole song sounds very, very beautiful and has a very mm-hmm. steady, wonderful pace, it's the undertone is there's some struggling underneath the music. So I think that's why it's actually, very fascinating for me to find out about all the layers within this song.
Yeah, isn't the kind of the gist of the story at the purchaser's option, she is the purchase, and the purchaser has the option of also taking on her 9-month-old baby, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah,
yes.
So you're right. It sounds like such an uplifting song when you listen to like your version of it, but when you hear about the lyrics, it's very, very much something else. Let's move on to Sunday's event that takes place from 1 to 3.
Okay.
Again, we're talking with Yuchun Lin, the executive director and artistic director for the Sioux Falls Chamber Music Collective. This is a virtual event, and it's also kind of a benefit for the South Dakota African History Museum, I believe, at the Washington Pavilion. So please tell me more.
Yes. So this Sunday concert is also a fundraiser concert for the South Dakota African American History Museum. And I know some friends from the museum. That's why when I was putting together this this program celebrating African American composers and music, I decided to maybe we can also help them at the same time to help them raise some funds. And so for this program, it will be a 2-hour performance. The first hour will feature classical African American composers and some contemporary composers as well. Those composers will be like pretty much identical from the Friday show, And the second hour, we will have a jazz band of about six local jazz musicians joining us to guide us through a jazz journey with a lot of wonderful African-American musicians' work. And I'm not going to tell you whose work will be on the show, just to, you know, so people will come to our show. Be a secret, yes.
The works are a surprise, but I should backtrack too, because the musicians that you'll be working with are very talented and respected musicians from our area, and I'd sure like to have you mention them.
Oh, of course. Yeah, so we will have a very young, talented guitarist, Emmanuel Michael. Mm-hmm. He will also bring a lot of his arrangements of several different songs to the program. So that will be amazing. And we will also have Andrew Reinhardt, amazing bassist, joining us, and Joel Shotwell and Greg Olson. And I think there's a special guest Emmanuel is inviting from Minnesota, who he described her as a killer saxophonist. So I'm just excited for her to join us as well. So there'll be six of them for the whole second hour.
Awesome.
And at the very end, we might have some surprises of combining our string quartet with the whole jazz band.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Yichun, go ahead and let us know one more time where we can go to access the program on Sunday.
Yes. So for the Sunday show, we will live stream the performance from two channels. The first one is through our Facebook page. The second one will be through our YouTube channel. And I will link both links on our either channel, so people can, you know, whichever works better for them, they can just click on the link. And I want people to know that they do not need to have a Facebook account or YouTube account to be able to watch those shows. They can just click on the link without, you know, needing an account to access the link.
Sounds good. Celebrating African American composers and culture with string quartet again, just moments from now at the Old Courthouse Museum in Sioux Falls, and again online Sunday from 1 until 3. Yichun, is there anything else?
Well, I just want to thank the museum and my SFCMC team for putting those two shows together, because people work really hard because we are a startup nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of budget. So to make this happen, we actually had a lot of help from all the musicians and the community and all our friends. So I just want to thank them here for helping us to make this very meaningful project happen.
Yeah, and I certainly appreciate the innovation. This is such an interesting project, and I can't wait to hear it on. I have to miss today, but I'll definitely be watching on Sunday. Yichun Lin, again, Executive Director and Artistic Director for the Sioux Falls Chamber Music Collective, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Steve.